The police rushed to the scene and arrested the headmaster Sturgeon because they thought that he was responsible for the break-in. Bruno kept trying to convince the cops that it was all him. Finally, the cops let Sturgeon go. Headmaster Sturgeon calls Bruno and Boots to his office with an unappreciated tone. When they arrived at his office, they find him sitting on a pile of books because they have even sold his chair. He looked like a mad scientist with a face that is dark red. The vein in the middle of his forehead started to beat with gnashing teeth. With one glaring look into their eyes, Bruno's lips started becoming narrower and thinner. Headmaster Sturgeon finally said that they could no longer sell and tried to get the money. They told him, "No, please don't do that. We beg you." But Headmaster Sturgeon had warned them from before that one more action that causes trouble and it will happen. They told him, "Fine, you could take it down, but leave us together." Headmaster Sturgeon let them go.